Right now we have an interview that we've been talking about all show, don't we? And
yeah, can't wait.
Because we just can't wait. And by the way, we put a photograph of our four-year-old mayor of Dorset, Minnesota, Bobby Tufts, on our website.
What a cutie.
You can go. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. We didn't quite get all of his little hat. We wanted to get the fedora on there because it's so charming. But you'll get the picture, so to speak.
Right on the homepage, WTIP.org. Check it out.
Absolutely. But on the telephone right now, we have the mother of Bobby Tufts, our mayor, and she's joining us, of course, from Dorset, because I think Bobby was busy with ice cream. It's his ice cream hour over there. Emma Tufts, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Well, thank you.
Nice to have you here. The first thing, as soon as I saw that photograph of young Bobby in the newspaper, I thought, wow, that kid is something. Can you describe for the folks your son?
He is a very energetic four-year-old with a over-the-top love for fishing.
And I think a fondness of ice cream, if I read the article properly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that gives him the energy to fish more.
I see. Now, how the heck does it, and he became a mayor at 3 years.
Yes.
How do you become a mayor of a town in Minnesota?
Well, it's an honorary position, so there's no actual legal election, but the waitresses and the patrons at one of the local establishments wanted to start running him as a actual little campaign just for fun, and they got a whole ton of votes, and they put in the Taste of Dorset, they put all the votes that everybody's collected throughout the whole year into a big bucket, more or less, and his name was drawn out of all the votes.
Now, I think he's running for re-election, isn't he?
He is.
Has he been excited to be mayor? Has that... It looks like he's carrying a little swagger with him.
You know, most days he really likes it. He's got his off days, but every time we go to town to one of the restaurants or something, people pick him out of the crowd and want to talk with him and, you know, take pictures with him. And he really digs the attention that he's getting. And we don't push him to do any, actual passing out of his business cards or, you know, talking to people. If he wants to do it, he can do it. And he's always the one that comes up to us and is like, Mom, can I have some cards? I want to go talk to those people over there. And, you know, so he's totally into it.
Can you describe what his cards look like?
Well, on the one side, it has just a picture of him standing on a bench, and it says, you know, vote for Mayor Tufts. And on the other side, it has a picture of him and his little girlfriend, Sophia, and it says, I would love to be your mayor as much as I love Sophie.
He knows how to run a campaign. There's no question about that. I think he has a button he wears too, doesn't he?
Yep. It's the same as on
the Sophia
postcard.
Oh, yeah. Now, it sounds like he's really getting into this being a mayor.
Yeah, he is. Occasionally it goes to his head and he tries to boss me around, but we don't bite. My patience or my tolerance is a little higher, so.
Now, I understand he wears a suit coat, but he puts something over the top of it.
He does, his fishing vest. He absolutely loves his fishing vest.
Uh-huh. So does his father take him out fishing? You take him out fishing?
Well, unfortunately, his dad has to work down in the Twin Cities during the week, so I'm pretty much single mom during the summer, during the week, so I am the one. I'm not a fisher by any stretch of the imagination, so I have to take them during the week, but on the weekends, that's all they seem to be able to do, so.
With your son being the mayor, I mean, does this help you out if you get a parking ticket or any kind of a problem?
You know, I did get a seatbelt ticket about 4 weeks ago, and I had to pay it, so.
Oh, no. He's not doing all of his job, I don't think.
No.
So what are his functions as mayor of Dorset?
Well, he pretty much, you know, just promoting the local business and trying to get the patrons to be happy when he's there, you know, and taking pictures. He doesn't go to any meetings or anything, so.
He doesn't call any meetings, apparently.
No.
He's smart. Why would anybody want to do that when you're kind of the dictator of town? Now, tell us how many people are in town in Dorset.
About 22 to 24.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a small town, very small town. Now, you're adjacent to what, Park Rapids?
Yep. We're actually just the address is still Park Rapids there because the town is so small, it's incorporated, mm-hmm. or unincorporated, excuse me.
And you got to be known as the restaurant capital of the world. Now, that's a big moniker to have out there.
Yeah, it sure is. And people come from all over to eat there. The streets are packed. There's usually an hour to an hour and a half waiting list. So.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
So how many restaurants are there in town?
There's four directly in town, and then there's one about 2 miles outside of town. So five total in that little 23 population.
Where did Bobby get that little fedora that he wears?
Yeah, I just found it somewhere. I have no idea. He's always worn crazy hats like that. He picks them out. We went to, after he won the election the first time, he found this antique straw hat that he wore for about 6 months. And then he found the fedora and wouldn't take it off. So,
does he sleep with that thing or what?
No.
Okay.
He sleeps with a Sasquatch and a walleye.
That's so funny. Oh, what does his girlfriend Sophie think of, you know, his status as mayor? Is they still get along well? And
that is so funny that you say that. You know, I took Sophia with us to Dorset about a week ago, and they were walking in front of me, and I was walking about five paces behind them, just watching what they were doing, and I was listening to Sophia saying, "Well, Bob, we can do this because this is our town." And so it's all about her now. Well, not all about her, but, you know, well, this is our store, and these are our clothes in this store, so we can just put them on. And, you know, so she's getting into it, and she thinks it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're speaking with Emma Tufts, who is the mother of the four-year-old mayor of Dorset, Minnesota, Bobby Tufts. And he was originally elected at 3 years old, and I guess he's running for re-election. What kind of a campaign slogan has he come up with?
You know, he's really not doing much of a slogan this year as he did last year. It was last year was the ice cream on top of the food pyramid. He's just doing more like
what?
He made a food pyramid, and it was ice cream on top and all other food on the bottom.
He's my favorite guy. Wow. So no fish on every doorstep or nothing like that?
No. You know, he was just doing more like kids helping kids stuff. He did the walk for Ronald McDonald House. And
oh. Now, that's not Bobby in the background, is it?
It is.
Oh, really? He's working on his campaign.
He is.
Well, he's going to have to, I guess. How about in 2016? Has he been giving any thought to, like, the presidency?
I hope not. I don't think I have the time and the energy to do a full-blown campaign.
Now, if he did, would he run, like, as a Democrat or a Republican or maybe just like the Fish Party? Or what do you have in mind?
Hopefully it'll be his own party. Like, everybody go fishing and life will be good.
Yeah, that sounds just wonderful. Well, what's it been like for you to have your young son out there kind of the center of attention?
It's been pretty crazy, you know. We got to go to New York and we got to travel and, you know, see the inside of different TV stations. And unfortunately, we haven't been blessed to go see the inside of a radio station, but it's been like this big field trip all summer long. So it's been pretty crazy. And just meeting a lot of really neat people and, you know, so that's been fun.
Tell us about that. Was this for interview requests or what was the travel?
Well, we did the Today Show in New York.
Wow.
And they flew us out there. We went to the WCCO station. We did Good Morning Australia, but that was actually at the WCCO station. There's another station in their building. So we got to go to that. And that was like 5 o'clock at night here. It was for their 5 a.m. morning show. It was their version of the Today Show or Good Morning America, or, that kind of thing. That was really interesting. So we got to put on the earpiece and talk via the camera. And he really, that was a trip because he couldn't understand them quite, you know, well, being in an earpiece and with the Australian accent. But so that was just fun. Lots of fun.
It sounds like you were just having a great time with him. Was he wearing his little fishing vest over his suit coat?
He was on that one, yep.
And his fedora?
I believe he was.
Perfect. Yes, well, as I mentioned, you know, everybody who's listening can go to our WTIP website and get a shot of a photograph of Bobby Tufts, four-year-old mayor. We've got it right on the front of our webpage. And Emma, it's got to be an exciting year for you. I hope that that his name gets drawn again.
Well, thank you.
And I want to thank you for giving us your time. And I'm sure you've been very busy with this stuff and maybe hoping for a little peace and quiet soon.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to happen, but hopefully.
Well, Emma, thank you so much for joining us. And say hi to Bobby for us and give him a big scoop of chocolate ice cream.
I sure will. We're on our way to the restaurant right now.
Perfect. Thank you.